Thank you, Rabbi Shabtai. There we go. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the BRS Afternoon Kolom. As always, it's a pleasure being here. We are going to be covering a topic where, quite frankly, I already spoke about this topic once previously, but we get to speak about the same topic on a much more fundamental level. And let's put this into practice from the very beginning of this year. This Motzei Shabbos, Amir Hashem, weather permitting. So we're going to be Mikasha Levana. We're going to be going outside on Motzei Shabbos, seeing the new moon. Actually, you can go outside, not now, it's a little too early in the afternoon, but rather you can go out sometime before sunset tonight, and you can already get a sneak peek of the Levana. But you know, Motzei Shabbos, what we're all going to be doing is we're going to be Mikasha Levana. Now, Kirsh Levana is discussed in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there in the sixth parak, in terms of exactly the Nusach HaBracha. Previously, not so long ago, I forget how many weeks ago, so we had a discussion in terms of the nature of the bracha. Is it a Berachas HaMitzvah? Is it a Berachas Shevach? Berachas Hoda'ah? We spoke a little bit about that. What I want to discuss much more fundamentally is basically what does Kiddush HaChodesh look like nowadays? And we're going to be speaking about the Nusach of the bracha a little bit in the context of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So, without further ado, let's go. It's going to be very... We're going to be dealing with some of the very basic issues in terms of what exactly is Kiddush HaChodesh, and are we doing Kiddush HaChodesh nowadays, Bizman HaZeh? So with that stated, let's first take a look at a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, a Mishnah that I'm sure you've gone through the Masechta as Gemara Rosh Hashanah, you've heard before. I'm not going to go through the whole sugya. It's not really a lot of Gemara, but anyway, the Mishnah brings down the following. We know that in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh, so let's go back to a time historically where Kiddush HaChodesh was done by Beis Din, and it was done al pi ha'ra'iyah. And that means to say is as follows. If you or I were living in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so around Rosh Chodesh time, we would be seeing the new moon. We would run to Beis Din and we would tell Beis Din we saw the new moon. Beis Din would question us. Beis Din would make sure that we're kosher edim. And then, upon the testimony of two witnesses, Beis Din now will establish that this month is, in fact, Rosh Chodesh, based on the testimony of the two Eidim. And we've entered into the world of Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Al-Pi HaRi'iyah. This is the sanctification of the month, the establishment of the month, based on the testimony that's given by the witnesses. Good. That everybody knows, and obviously without a Beis Din, so we're no longer Mekadesh Al-Pi HaRi'iyah, which is going to be a big part of today's shir. But in the meantime, however, let's take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here talks about the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, we all know, and again, I'm just saying this as Chazara, but I know we all know this. We all know that there are two possible days of every month that can become Rosh Chodesh. It can either be the 30th day of the month or the 31st day of the month. Otherwise stated, a month can have, a lunar month can have either 29 days or 30 days, making the subsequent day, either day 30 or day 31, going to be Rosh Chodesh. The determinant of that, presumably, is going to be the Eidim, when the witnesses come. If the witnesses come on the 30th day, declaring they saw the new moon, Beis Din would be Mekadesh the 30th day. If the Eidim would come on the 31st day, so Beis Din would be Mekadesh the 31st day. But that's it, meaning there is no other days which serve as candidacy for Rosh Chodesh. It cannot be the 29th day, and it cannot be the 32nd day. The only two days that are eligible to become Rosh Chodesh are only going to be days 30 and 31. Good. This is all basics. We all know this. Let's take a look at the Mishnah together. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Sandav Chav Dalet. The Mishnah says, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudash. So the Rosh Beis Din would say that the month now is Mekudash. This is after having accepted the Eidus. V'chol ha'amonim acharav Mekudash Mekudash. And what the people would say afterwards is, Mekudash, Mekudash. Now, Beishanira Bizmano, Beishalonira Bizmano, Mekachinosa. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah says that this procedure where Beis Din announces the day to be the month to be Mekudash, it doesn't matter whether they're making it the 30th day, meaning turning 30 into day one, or it does not matter if it was the 31st day, turning the 31st day into day one. Either day, we're going to go through this procedure of Kiddush HaChodesh. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Tzadok Omer, Shitas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok says, this is only true for day 30. if the Edom come on day 30, and Beis Din declared it to be a Rosh Chodesh on day 30, so then we go through the process of Kiddushah Chodesh. However, if let's say the Edom did not come on day 30, or they came, but for whatever reason, they couldn't get their act together, Beis Din couldn't get their act together, and now the 31st day is serving as Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go through the process of Kiddush. Why? Really interesting Lashon HaMishnah, Shekvar Kishu Shamayim. So the Mishnah says, because look, that's it. Meaning there are no other days that are going to be Rosh Chodesh. We all know it's going to be the 31st day. Beis Din doesn't have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh because the day is already Mekudash. There's simply no alternative. Because Baruch Hu decided, Shemaim decided, the next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Good. In the Mishnah, a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shim, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. If you're Mekadesh on both 30 and 31st, and I don't mean both, I really mean either, or as opposed to the sheets of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, who says that no, this idea of Kiddush HaChodesh is only done on day 30, but not on day 31. Good. The Gemara, I'm going to bypass because I see we're going to be short on time, and the truth of the matter is I want to spend my time with the Rambam and the Ramban this afternoon. So I'm going to bypass the Gemara. The Gemara in the first section over here, which we're bypassing, gives us Makaros, it gives us sources in terms of how we know this halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's based on Psukim, it's Drashas. We're going to skip that. And in terms of the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, so the Gemara quotes Braisas, which actually cite other opinions on this matter as well. Okay. And the truth of the matter is it's important, obviously, but we're not going to spend time with it because I want to focus and spend all of our time together with the Rambam and the Ramban. First, we start with the Rambam. The Rambam has Sefer HaMitzvot. As we all know, the Rambam counts 613 mitzvot for the Torah. The Gemara only tells us that the number 613. The Gemara never actually sits and enumerates the mitzvot of the Torah. But the Rambam, he's not the first, but he is a primary source in terms of Minyan HaMitzvot, where he counts up the 613 mitzvot of the Torah. 248 positive commandments, 365 lavin, and here the Rambam is counting now a positive commandment number 153. And let's go through this together. What we're going to be doing now over the next 30 minutes is that we are going to be seeing together the Rambam and his understanding of this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. We're going to see carefully the objection of the Ramban. Now the Ramban's objection over here is extraordinarily long. We're going to see it together inside. Some of it, we're only going to go excerpts. And then what we're going to do after we see the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban is that we're going to then see a little bit of lumdus in terms of how to understand this machlokas. And then all that's going to relate it back to the Mishnah. And to end off our afternoon, we're going to see that in terms of the Nusach HaBrach of Kiddush Levana, it will be affected by this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And that is going to be the course of our afternoon. With that planned out, our game plan for this afternoon, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam writes the following. You can follow with me here in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. I'm going to be highlighting as I read. The HaMitzvah, HaKuf Nun Gimel Hu Shetzivan Yisbarach LeKadesh Chadashim LeChashiv Chadashim B'Shanim. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that we have to sanctify the months, and we have to calculate both the months and the years as well. V'zui mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Rambam says, this is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. V'hu amri yadala, Chodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chadashim. The Torah in Parshas Bo, as we are ready to leave Mitzrayim, as we are in the month of Nisan, the Torah says, this is month number one. Nisan is the first month. Uva perish, edazute, mesur lachem. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, a little bit earlier than we are, we quote it from Daf Chav Dalin. The Rambam is quoting from Daf Chav Beis, Eduzute Mesur Lachem. This testimony is given over to you. You are going to be the arbiters of when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Klamar, Shemitzvah Zu Eino Mesur Lachol Ish Veish, Kamo Shabbos Breishis, Shekol Ish Yim Nashisha Yamin Bishpot Beshvi Ache Keshitir Lachol Ish Veish Alavana, Shikva Yomahu Rosh Chodesh Ayim Minyan to Tore Vikva Rosh Chodesh. So the Rambam makes the following contrast. You see, when it comes to the Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, so that is a minyan, that is a counting that all of us are obligated to do. I know it's when we say obligated, the language over here is a little bit strong. We're not obligated to say that today is the fifth day of the week, although it is. But there's no mitzvah to call this Yom Chamishi. right? Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos. However, we do so every morning at the end of davening when saying the Perek Tehillim for that day of the week. So we say Hayom Yom Chamishi. The Rambam says that's a mitzvah for you and I. Ava mitzvah zu, but this mitzvah, meaning Kiddush HaChodesh, lo yaseh oso le'olam zulas basin hagadol levad. The Rambam over here gives us his position. And here is the critical line of the Rambam. This mitzvah Kodesh is only for Basin HaGadol Levad. Sanhedrin and only Sanhedrin have the authority and the obligation to do this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. This is not a mitzvah for any of us. We are not bound by this mitzvah. It's only based in. Over Eretz Yisrael Levad. And furthermore, the Rambam says that not only is it a mitzvah on Basin HaGadol, it's also a mitzvah only limited to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the two actually go hand in hand, meaning the Sanhedrin cannot convene anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the truth of the matter is that these two points are obviously connected. V'lachein, badla hariya tzayna hayom be'adar beizin agadu, kama shabadla akavas kabanos be'adar mekdash. Now, of course, we no longer are mekadosh al pi hariya, because we no longer have a beizin. Uvazeh yitu aminim, hanikrim bekan b'mizrach kara'in. And the Rambam says, you know the Karaites? So the Karaites were a group of people living in the time of the Rambam, much like the Sadukim who lived in the time of the Bayesheni and post-Bayesheni. So the Karaim were living 10th, 11th century. They were out in the east. So these Karaites, so they made this terrible mistake. They thought that there still is a mitzvah of Kiddush al-Pi Ariya. The Rambam says, it's wrong. Okay, the Karaim somehow convinced some of the local rabbinate that they're right, that we should be doing Kiddush al-Pi Ariya. The Rambam says that's not true. Vida. Shecheshmon azeh shenim na'oso ayom v'neida bo roshe chadashim al-madim iyef shal asoso ela be'eretz Yisrael levad. The mitzvah of calculation of establishing Rosh Chodesh, and as a result of that, also the Moadim, right? We all understand that with Rosh Chodesh obviously comes Yontif. All Yontifs are date-related. Even the Yontif of Shavuos is date-related, because the Yontif of Shavuos is tied to the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach is a date on the calendar. It's a date of the month, the 16th of Nisan. So every Yontif is connected to a date. So the establishment of Rosh Chodesh is critical, because with that obviously comes every Yontif. Now, here's what can happen. In a scenario where, let's say, you don't have a basin in Eretz Yisrael, but you do have musmachim. You have people who are given smicha in Eretz Yisrael, who happen to temporarily be outside of Eretz Yisrael, so they have the authority to do this procedure of Kiddush HaChodesh. V'hayadua tamid, shebeizdin hagadol anam haya be'eretz Yisrael, v'hemi kvur chadashim v'yavru shanim b'fnim ha'mekubalim, etzlamu v'kibutzim gamkein. And, but it is understood, that's the beizdin hagadol who is primarily responsible. Not primarily, exclusively responsible. Uvekan, shorish gadol me'od mishar she'amunah. And the Rambam says this is a significant and critical point. So the Rambam says, you know, we live here in Florida. So living here in Southern Florida or anywhere in Chutz Aretz, so you know that we declared a day to be Rosh Chodesh. This week, we declared Monday and Tuesday to be Rosh Chodesh, right? Shabbos Mevarchen and Shul. So we announced the days that we plan to make Rosh Chodesh. And then comes Monday and Tuesday, so we declare those days to be Rosh Chodesh. But the Rambam says, we did not affect Rosh Chodesh. Ela, mimnei shebezen agadol shebe'eretz Yisrael kavar kavu zehayom, Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. It's only because there's a basin in Eretz Yisrael. And for only that reason was the day determined to be Rosh Chodesh. only because they say it's Rosh Chodesh is a Rosh Chodesh. Now, it doesn't matter if they're doing it Al-Pi Ariya, which was when they had a Beis Din, or let's say after Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and sometime after that, they were no longer Mekadosh Al-Pi Ariya, they were only doing it based on calculation. The Rambam says it doesn't matter. The fact remains that the establishment of Rosh Chodesh and the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh can only be affected by a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones who declared and as we have as part of the Torah Shabbat Peh, Kabbalah over here, of course, the Rambam is referring to Torah Shabbat Peh. As we know, as we have a Torah Shabbat Peh, based on established Rosh Chodesh, right or wrong, even if, let's say, they establish the wrong day to be Rosh Chodesh, it's not the wrong day. Beis Din establishes it, that's the day that's Rosh Chodesh. The Anachnu Amram Nechshav Ayom Kedei Shineida Ayom Shenikvu Heim Rotz Olam Rabbnei Yitz Yisrael Bo Rosh Chodesh Ki Bamlechaz Azos Ba'atzma Monim Mekovim Ayom. We are only following their lead in terms of which day is Rosh Chodesh. Lo Beria Va'al Kviyasam Nismoch. And we're only being reliant upon them. Lo Al Cheshboneinu. It has nothing to do with our own calculation. Aval Cheshboneinu Hu Ligluya Milsa. Yeah, we have a cheshbon, but that's just simply to publicize the matter. But the truth of the matter is, Rosh Chodesh is established by Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. The havens them owed, the ani osef lecha biur. The Rambam says, I need you to understand this, and I'll give a little bit more explanation. And the Rambam writes the following: Ilu esher derech mashal. Now, if you can just imagine, now that what the Rambam is about to say took me a while to digest. It's rather wild. The Rambam says, let's just for a moment imagine Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Yadru Meretz Yisrael, that there are no longer Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Rambam says it never happened. Now, I know this is a historical point, and it is going to be difficult to verify as to whether or not there was Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael historically, all the way from Chorban Bayis Sheni up until nowadays. Now, the Rambam, you know, we could put a bookmark in Jewish history at the time of the Rambam as he's writing this, and then we can go forward from the Rambam and we can go nowadays as well. But again, the Rambam is saying this all because his position, which hopefully I'm presenting clearly, is that the only way Kiddush HaChodesh can happen is only by a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, Ilu Efshar, this is amazing. Let's for a moment imagine that there are no Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But this, of course, is just theoretical. Kadosh Baruch Hu would never allow that to happen. Because we know that that's not going to happen. The nation is never going to lose presence in Eretz Yisrael. And you don't have a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, nor do you have a Beis Din who was Nismach in Eretz Yisrael, who was temporarily outside of Eretz Yisrael. Hinei cheshboninu zeh lo yu'aleinu az klum v'shum panim. We then, at that point in time, would lose our ability to establish Rosh Chodesh. I'm pausing for dramatic effect. If there are no Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael, there simply would no longer be a Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam, who never is short of confidence, says that this is in fact the case. The case is that the only way Kiddush HaChodesh can be established is only by a Beis Din who's currently in Eretz Yisrael, or Musmachim of Eretz Yisrael, temporarily outside of Eretz Yisrael, but that's it. Rosh Chodesh cannot be established by any entity, by any body, no organization, no institution can institute Rosh Chodesh outside of a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. When there was a Sanhedrin, a Kiddush Al Pi Ariya, when there was no Sanhedrin, Kiddush Al Pi HaCheshbon, but it has to be done by a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. Ad Khan. That is the Shita of the Rambam. Now, the Shita of the Rambam nowadays is a little bit difficult to understand. First of all, the historical issue, which again, I cannot verify one way or another. And I'm sure there are people, I'm not sure. I know there are people who are much more informed than I am about the historical reality of whether or not Israel ever had a historical time where they lacked Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael. I simply don't know. And I can conjecture, but it would just be conjecture on my part. But the Rambam states clearly that just from the standpoint of establishing Rosh Chodesh is simply impossible, because the only way Rosh Chodesh can be established is only by a governing Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. Now a difficulty in the Shita of the Rambam, and we're not even up to the Ramban yet, but a difficulty in the Shita of the Rambam is that it certainly seems to be that with a Sanhedrin you would have Kiddush Al Pi HaRe'iyah. Without a Sanhedrin, it certainly sounds like from the Rambam that I need Musmachin. I need a rabbinic body that has smicha. Now it happens to be, the Rambam knows this full well, that there was a point in time historically when there was no longer formal smicha. Smicha meaning an unbroken chain of smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. They had that up to and through the period of the Tanaim and the Amoraim. After that point in time, it was lost. When precisely was it lost? It's hard to say. But nowadays, for sure, and I say nowadays, I'm going back to the time of the Rambam, 11th century, 12th century, it is correct to say that there was no smicha. So the Rambam's position that basins Mikash HaChodesh throughout Jewish history, even nowadays, it's done by a basin in Eretz Yisrael, I guess you have to say that you don't need smicha in order for it to happen. Anyway, that is the Shita of the Rambam. Okay. There is much to discuss regarding the Shita of the Rambam. Now, over here, again, I'm looking at the time and I'm looking at how much time we have left. I'm going to just show you here. I pulled out the Maamar Mekomo sheet. Now, the Ramban writes a number of criticisms on the mitzvah of the Rambam, on the mitzvahs of the Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, you're going to find sporadically that the Ramban, when the Rambam says something which the Ramban feels is terribly incorrect, so the Ramban has a hasaga, he has a criticism. Now, over here, on this mitzvah, 153, so the Ramban has a criticism. And I'm just going to show you, because if we had our time doubled, and then more, we would go through the Ramban inside. Look over here at the length of this hasaga of the Ramban. It starts on the second column, and it continues. A second column, a third column, a fourth column, and a fifth column. And just a little bit of a sixth column as well. The Ramban over here more or less loses his blessed mind over the Shita of the Rambam. He asks many questions. There are many Gemaras that would seem to not support this idea of the Rambam, that Kiddush HaChodesh necessarily has to be done by a governing based in living in Eretz Yisrael. That seems to be an unreasonable position of the Rambam. Okay, and without going through the Ramban inside, so here's what we're going to do with our remaining time. Our remaining time is limited and precious. So what we're going to be doing now is we're going to be taking a look together at at Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky was a Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich for some time, died in our lifetimes. He died in 1979. So as a Rosh Yeshiva, he gave shir for many years in Panovich, and just an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. So and he writes as follows, and here we're going to see a little bit of the lumdus between the Rambam and the Ramban. V'hinei yadua. This is now Rav Shmuel on the Gemara Sanhedrin. Mashenechliku Rambam v'Rambam me'in Kiddush HaChodesh shibay Sanhedrin davka. The debate that takes place between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of the establishment of Rosh Chodesh. Shitas HaRambam hi b'zman shaya Sanhedrin lo hayem mekachin chadashim ela Sanhedrin. O shloshah smuchin shenasnu lema Sanhedrin reshus. So when there's a Sanhedrin, it will be done by the Sanhedrin and only by the Sanhedrin, or by a Beis Din that was appointed specifically by the Sanhedrin. Uvizman deleka Sanhedrin, Now at a time when there is no Sanhedrin, Beretz Yisrael, Kovim Machadash Al Pi Cheshbon. It would be done by calculation, not Al Pi Aria, or Kamo Shabir Beperkei Mekidosh HaChodesh. The Rambam also speaks about this in the Mishnah Torah. Now I have it on the Mar Mekamos, but I just didn't read inside. Shadavazel, Lach Lamosh Mesina, Hushab, as much as Sanhedrin, Kovim Al Pi Aria, or as much as Sanhedrin, Kovim Al Pi Cheshbon, as there. Shana Mechashon Bohayom, the Ain is Kakin Lariya. Good, so when there's a Sanhedrin, Al Pi Aria. And when there was no Sanhedrin, it was done up here Cheshbon. Amnam biyar Rambam shegam zeh sham degam kishem hakashon up here Cheshbon ain akish nasa mimela. But even when it's done through calculation, it's not automatic. Ella al yidei kviyas b'nei Eretz Yisrael. But it was only done by the establishment of Jews in Israel. Uchemoshe kasa ba'alach yugimel v'zeh shanim hakashon b'zman hazeh. Kol echa echa biro ba'amim shorosh chodesh yom ploni b'yom tov b'yom ploni lo b'cheshmon shalanu anu kofen v'lo alav anu somchim she'ein ma'avrim shanim b'kofen chadashim b'chutz aretz v'ein anu somchim el ala cheshmon b'nei Eretz Yisrael kfi yasam v'zeh shanim hakashon legalos adavr hu av bavad hu leida yom shekabu bo b'nei Eretz Yisrael ezo yom hu. It's only the establishment in Eretz Yisrael that's establishing Rosh Chodesh even nowadays, and the fact that we say with Shev Rosh Chodesh here in Chutz La'aretz, we're only doing so based on the fact that they were Mekadesh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael.
Isn't the Molad based on Yerushalayim time as opposed to our time?
Yes.
Does that have anything to do with this?
The Molad was necessarily only in terms of establishing calculation. Meaning, Molad is what allows Beis Din to calculate which day is Rosh Chodesh. So when it was not done Al-Pi Ariyin, it was done Al-Pi Cheshbon, that Molad is going to be the mathematical equation in order to get to their calculation. Okay. And Ulam HaRamban. And now continuing now in Rav Shmuel, Ulam HaRamban B'Sefer HaMitzvah Sham Nechlak B'Chol Zeh. The Ramban disagrees. Vishita so de la'olam la yisrichim Sanhedrin davka. There wasn't a requirement for Sanhedrin. Elabina shlosha mumchin. The only thing you need is a Beis Din. Miu bizman shaya Beis Din agadol haya davar masur lahem. Now, when there was a Sanhedrin, so everyone yielded to the Sanhedrin, not because they're the only ones who could do it, but simply because they were the Sanhedrin. Ve'em ayu amekachem ve'heim. Ayu amekachem echodesh. Let me blow this up a little bit. Make a little bit easier on our eyes. Veim hayu mekachim echodesh v'amabrim shamim lo beizin acher. Mimneishir rishus kol yisrael netulam mikol beizin acherim ahem. In other words, they are the ultimate authority. Everyone yielded to the Sanhedrin. V'din zeno eglahem olam k'shein Sanhedrin mekachin ayidei smuchin. And then when there was no Sanhedrin, it was done through people with smicha. Aval smuchin mi abayi uvelo ze'im mekachin lo api ariya v'lo api acheshman. Now when there's no longer smuchin, so there was no longer kiddush achodesh. Neither through Bria nor through Cheshbon. Umash mekachim chadashim hayom afa pishen lan beisim smuchim. So then, how do we do it nowadays? Meaning, if according to the Ramban, when there's no longer smicha, how are we mekach the chodesh? Bir sham haRamban de mirapi akoshi agadol azer hu sheRabbi Hillel hanasi. So we know what happened historically. What happened is that the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, so we are right now historically at the end of the second century, somewhere in the beginning of the third century of the common era. So the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, also known as Hillel, not to be confused with Hillel of Hillel and Shammai. Hillel of Hillel and Shammai lived hundreds of years earlier. Hillel of Hillel and Shammai lived 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. We're talking about a different Hillel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was, again, circa 3rd century of the Common Era. So he was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, realizing that Smicha now is coming to an end. So what did he do? He set the calendar in motion. He calculated a calendar that would be used for the foreseeable future. Now we, 2,000 years later, more accurately 1,700 years later, are still using the calculations of Hillel HaNasi. In other words, with the molad in hand, he basically figured out how many Rosh Chodeshes need to be made at what particular date. And also on top of that, he also told us the system of when to add an extra month in the year. So based on his calculations, and we know his calculations very well. In other words, in terms of Rosh Chodesh, so it is Mali Chaser, with two adjustable months, which are Kislev and Teves. On top of that, in terms of which years are going to have an extra month, so it's a 19-year cycle. Of those 19 years, seven of them have an extra month. Okay, good. That was all done by Hillel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And here we get to the critical part of the Ramban. Ra'ashi is Badu Amodos Mimnei Hefzer Asmicha. Meaning he knew that there was that smicha was coming to an end. Va'amar v'tikin acheshman v'kiddush v'hibur v'chadash meshanim ashi bana beis hamikdash. And what he did is he was ma'aber chadashim and shanim until the beis hamikdash will be built. Ayin sham arichos dvarav, and you can see more at length at the position of the Ramban. And again, we did the speed pass version of the debate because I showed you the Ramban. We did not go through any of it inside. Okay. And now what comes out is the following. Now, let's take this machlokas and let's bring it to its conclusion. What is happening for Rosh Chodesh nowadays? Meaning this Rosh Chodesh, we just celebrated Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Monday and Tuesday of this week. What exactly happened? Okay, so it's amazing because prior to learning the Rambam and the Ramban, so we would not have the tools, the vocabulary, to say it as clearly as we're saying it now. D'lashitas HaRambam, HaKiddush Na'aseh al-Yedei B'nei Eretz Yisrael. What happened on Monday and Tuesday is that there was Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh occurred in Eretz Yisrael. Again, according to the Rambam, the only one who could do Kiddush HaChodesh is going to be the governing body living in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'm going to admit that there was no governing body in Eretz Yisrael who formally said Monday and Tuesday are going to be Rosh Chodesh. And that is, admittedly, according to the Rambam, a little bit problematic, meaning we just simply don't have any kind of ceremony that's done. But according to the Rambam, Rosh Chodesh cannot be made without Kiddush, and Kiddush can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. That is according to the Rambam. The Ilulah HaRamban, but according to the Rambam, Kfiyas HaChadashim, Hayom hu al yidei mashikidish Rabbi Hillel Anasi bizmano ashi yibana beis hamikdash. And according to the Ramban, there was no Kiddush HaChodesh on Monday and Tuesday of this week. What happened was 1700 years ago, Hillel Hanasi said we have to make a calendar, and he now forecasted what Rosh Chodesh is going to be for the foreseeable future. He set the calendar in motion. There is no Kiddush HaChodesh. We're just simply following a calculation of Hillel HaNasi. So, was there Kiddush HaChodesh this month? The Rambam would say, yes, there was. The Ramban says, no, there is not. Okay? That rather fundamental in terms of understanding what exactly Kiddush HaChodesh is. Vihine, let's continue. Kasav Sham HaRamban. V'anisa v'rshein Kiddush HaChodesh ma'akev. Now, the Ramban over here is really saying something critical regarding the nature of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that is that, look, Kiddush HaChodesh obviously is a mitzvah of the Torah. But it's not necessary in order to establish a new month. V'lo yitzrichu chachamim lomar mekudosh mekudosh elishu mitzvah olav persu me'milsa ba'alma. The idea that mekudosh mekudosh, like we learned in that Mishnah in the beginning of Shir this afternoon, that's just pirsum ba'alma, that's publicity. As long as Beis Din makes a calculation and determines this is the appropriate day, that is really at the core of establishing the new month. But it's not Kiddush, it's not, you don't need Kiddush HaChodesh. Umash Amru, and the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, Baba Basra, Ma'adi Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din, Zeh Le Mitzvah. Yes, of course, there is Kiddush Beis Din, but that's mitzvah, meaning that is an ideal, but it's not necessary. And the idea is that Hilla Hanasi told us, look, here's what the months are going to look like for the next hundreds of years, close to now 2000. He says, good, because I don't need Kiddush HaChodesh. It's an ideal. If we have a Sanhedrin, we're going to do it, but it is not necessary to establish Rosh Chodesh.
Rabbi Sugarman?
Yes.
Yeah, would it make sense, according to the Rambam, to explain it in terms of a kind of Shlichus Ayuka Abdinan?
Right, but the Rambam says no. The Rambam says only if you receive smicha in Eretz Yisrael, then and only then can you make Rosh Chodesh outside. But to serve as emissaries, as shlichus, to establish Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam would not seem to endorse such a position. I showed you the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if there was no Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael, there simply would not be Rosh Chodesh anymore. Okay. And near Levar Dvarav, and we're going to conclude here with the following. So what Hilla Hanasi did is that he did not, I'm going to make this as clear as possible, he did not be Mekadesh Chadashim for the future. All he did was calculate for the future. And he writes a fantastic line. Because you can't be Mekadesh for future events. The only thing you can be Mekadesh is only when you're there at the moment. Only at the time when you're experiencing Rosh Chodesh, then and only then can you do this Kiddush HaChodesh. By analogy, I'll say the same thing regarding Shabbos. Meaning when we make Kiddush on Shabbos, you're Mekadesh only because you're there in the moment to be Mekadesh. You can't be Mekadesh Shabbos in the future as we are approaching Shabbos, but one day away. I can't say I'm going to be Mekadesh Shabbos. You can only do so when you're in the moment. When Hillel HaNasi was Mekadesh for all future Rosh Chodeshim, that's not Kiddush HaChodesh, it's simply calculation. The shita of the Ramban is that Hillel HaNasi was able to just simply calculate, not be Mekadesh. Ulefize, I'm going to skip a little bit more just so we can see. Yisyashe b'pshitos ma'ashik shebesefer eimek bracha al Ramban mehadis b'medrash Rabba. And now we get to Kiddush Levana. Haroes levana eich tzarech levarech. So you see the new moon. There's a bracha to make. Again, the Gemara Sanhedrin. There's a bracha to make. What is the chasimah sabracha? Bizman shei Yisrael mekachin asachodesh. So at the time when Bnei Yisrael were doing Kiddush HaChodesh, yesh min rabbanan omrim baruch mechadesh chadashim. That's our nosach. V'yesh mehem omrim baruch mekadesh chadashim. V'yesh mehem omrim mekadesh Yisrael ayin sham. So there are various nuschalos in terms of what the correct bracha should be. Now the reading, mashma tepluktai havarak bizman shei Yisrael mekachin al pi ariya. Ava bizman hazeh shei mekachin al pi ariya, l'chulei alma omrim mechadesh chadashim. Kimin hagenu. V'in mazkir lashon kiddush. Nowadays, when we're not mekadesh al pi ariya, the nusach is mechadesh chadashim. But not mekadesh. V'hashe bishlam ala harambam. Now according to the Rambam, it actually works out very good. Nicha. Because for the Rambam, Kiddush HaChodesh comes in two forms. The Bizman Hazeh, like a Kiddush al-Pi Ariya, and a Kviyas Ba'am al-Pi Cheshbon. Nowadays, we are doing Kiddush, just not al-Pi Ariya, not with witnesses. We're doing it now through calculation. L'Hachiyem is Karen Lashon Kiddush. That's why the Nusach of the Bracha of Kiddush Levana changes from Mekadesh to Mechadesh. Avaleh HaRamban, Sherebi Hila Nasi Ubeis Ginohim, but the Ramban says that Hillel HaNasi was Mekadesh for the future. So this is, well, we already know the answer, but let's just formulate the question. If he's Mekadesh for the future, so why doesn't the Bracha maintain Mekadesh Chadashim? Amai lo neim agam bezman hazeh Mekadesh Chadashim. The Hazeh also din kiddush kamo bezman habayis. Aval dvarenu lo kashamidi. But Rav Shmuel says, not a difficulty. because that's not what Hillel HaNasi did. He wasn't mekadesh for the future. He just calculated for the future. Even according to the Ramban, we adjust the bracha to go from mekadesh to mechadesh. Because even according to the Ramban, Hillel HaNasi did not sanctify for the future. He simply calculated for the future. Okay, let's quickly recap our afternoon. We saw the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah talk about the procedure of Kiddush HaChodesh when Beis Din established as Rosh Chodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah. And then what we saw is a fundamental debate between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of how Kiddush HaChodesh is done. The Rambam says Kiddush HaChodesh is done by the Sanhedrin. It is only incumbent upon the Sanhedrin. When there was a Sanhedrin, it was done Al Pi HaRe'iyah. When there was no longer a Sanhedrin, there was still Kiddush HaChodesh, but it was Kiddush Al Pi HaCheshbon. But it was, according to the Rambam, Kiddush HaChodesh. It was just Kiddush Al Pi HaCheshbon. And it can only be done by the governing by the governing judicial body living in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, Kiddush HaChodesh is done even nowadays. The Rambam wrote, and it was just an amazing line of the Rambam, that if there was no Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael at any point in time historically, which the Rambam says HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that never happened, if that were the case, we would have lost Rosh Chodesh. It must be that there must have been always a Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael in order to maintain and perpetuate Rosh Chodesh. That is Shitas HaRamba. Nowadays, Manazer, there's still Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam cannot envision a Rosh Chodesh without Kiddush. It's done Al Pi HaCheshbon, but there's Kiddush HaChodesh. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says there really are two aspects and they can be divided. There is Kviyas HaChodesh and there's Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah, obviously. But there are two separate entities. Kiddush HaChodesh, the Ramban writes, is an ideal. It's a mitzvah, but it's not necessary. It's not li'ikuvah. We can have a Rosh Chodesh even without Kiddush, as long as we're operating al pi ha-cheshbon. So what the Chachamim could do is they can establish Rosh Chodesh. In fact, the Ramban says that's exactly what Hillel HaNasi did. He established Rosh Chodesh. He established Rosh Chodesh not only for his generation, but for future generations. He set a calendar into motion. We are, according to the Ramban, not doing Kiddush HaChodesh b'zman hazeh. All we're doing is following the calculations that were set 1,700 years ago by Hillel HaNasi. And the idea of the Ramban is that one could separate Kiddush HaChodesh and Kviyas HaChodesh. We are doing Kviyas HaChodesh. We're no longer doing Kiddush HaChodesh. That is the Shita of the Ramban. A fundamental debate of the Rishonim in terms of whether or not Kiddush HaChodesh is still operating b'zman hazeh. And then in terms of just of what to do with that information, so on Motzei Shabbos, when we're saying the bracha of Kiddush Levana, and we're saying Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim, so we understand that really what we're doing is that we are veering from an older Nusach. There was an older Nusach of Mechadesh Chadashim, but now it's no longer Mechadesh Chadashim, now it's Mechadesh Chadashim. And what we discussed over the course of this afternoon, how to understand that change of the Nusach for the Rambam, for the Ramban, and how it affects it. And Nimhera Bi'Ameinu, hopefully in very soon, we can go back to saying the Nusach of Mekadesh Chadashim.
Shkayach, Rabbi Sugarman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Sugarman.
Thank you. All to everyone.
How do we print
a wonderful day and have a great Shabbos.
How do we print out the Maram Akomis?